T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to talk to New England Patriots Hall of Famer, NFL Network analyst Willie McGinnis. It's sponsored by Town Fair Tire, Stoneham Ford, and your local Anderson Windows dealer, Botello Lumber. You can follow Willie on Twitter and Instagram at Willie McGinnis. Good morning, Willie. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, great, thanks. I'm beginning to get the belief that I don't have faith in any kicker in the NFL anymore.
It's tough, man, especially for a rookie, a young quarter, you know, young kicker in that position, man, to go out and win the game. We're talking about the 49ers kicker.
Yep.
He did make the first one, you know, to give him a chance. But when the game's on the line, man, and it's a pressure situation, man. It's tough, but. You know, Diassi, man, you've dealt with these kickers more than anybody I know.
Yeah.
That's all you do. When the game is on the line, that's your job. You got to go out. You got to perform. You got to execute, regardless of if the game's on the line, if it's an extra point or what. Got to perform.
That's why they hold on to the real good ones. You know, you get a kid like Tucker and Vinatieri struggling now, but didn't for 25 years. Mm-hmm. So when you get a good one like that, you hold on to him like it's gold.
Yeah, you do. You do, man. And consistency is key. And, people don't realize that 50% of the games are won by a field goal or less in this league.
Yeah.
So having good special teams and having a good kicker is vital.
Well, and obviously this year the Patriots have gone from Gostkowski to Mike Nugent to Nick Folk. And one of the issues I thought they had with Nugent, even, you know, outside of some of his misses, Willie, were they clearly weren't going to go for long field goals. Like, do you get the sense that even with Nick Folk now, that's going to be the same mentality where if it's a 45-yard field goal or going for it on 4th-and-3, they're more likely to go for it on 4th-and-3? And how much does that change the mentality of an offense?
Well, I think with the Patriots, it's always about situational football, what's the best decision. And everything's calculated, and you understand your strengths and your weaknesses. So if they don't feel confident and kicking a field goal or the field position favors the momentum, there's a lot of things to factor into going for it versus just can my guy make it from 47 or 45 versus, you know, what's happening in the football game. Is our offense playing well? Are we moving the ball? Is our defense, and will they be able to stop them if we go for it? There's a lot of things that factor in. So I think with the Patriots, everything's calculated. It's about situational football. And they're going to always do what's best for the team and make that best decision.
Well, speaking of situational football, they had N'Keal Harry available last week. They didn't activate him. You got to imagine he's going to be activated this week. I remember your rookie year very well. It didn't seem like there was a lot of pressure on you, but you. I'm sure you felt some. What kind of pressure is on a kid like N'Keal Harry coming in halfway through the season and trying to join up with his team?
Well, you know, I think first you got to be comfortable in the system, and you got to understand what the Patriots are trying to do offensively and learning that playbook. That's key. You can't play, you can't hit the field if you do not know what to do, and you're not going to be productive for the team. They're not going to put you in that situation, not only hurt you, but hurt themselves. So I think that's key. No coach is going to put a kid out there that's not ready to go. Secondly, he's talented. And when you are the top pick in the draft for your franchise, your organization, there is pressure because people say, hey, you're a high pick. You're supposed to be good. And you need to be out there helping your team. And if you're a competitor, you want to be out there. You want to prove to everybody that pick was worthy and that you belong. So I think there's pressure, that natural pressure that happens just because of the pick and position. But for a competitor, which I know, you know, Harry is, he wants to go out there and show everybody that he was worthy of that pick and earn his keep.
Herm Edwards was on the radio station earlier today, and N'Keal Harry's college coach, and obviously he's going to say nice things about his kid anyway. But he surprised us a little bit when he said He used N'Keal Harry as an inside receiver more. I think we all assumed he was going to be an outside guy here.
Yeah, I think, I mean, maybe that was their scheme for A-State. And, you know, when you go to the Patriots, Biasi knows this, your role may change depending on what game it is, what the matchup is, who we're playing against. And you can't be a one-trick pony with the Patriots offensively, not in Josh McDaniels' offense, because the schemes change and they try to create the best matchups for their offense, you know, whether it's playing him in a slot, playing him outside, using him, you know, to have certain plays coming into the game. That's just how it is. So, and I think that goes into the draft process as well. They do a great job of saying, hey, we need versatile guys, guys that can do more than one thing, guys that we can move around, guys that are smart enough to be able to handle the in-game adjustment. So I think with N'Keal Harry, he's still learning all that. He'll understand that soon, and it's about concepts and matchups.
What do you think would be a tougher matchup for this Patriots defense? Would it be the running game of the Ravens or the passing game of the Chiefs?
Well, we've seen them handle the Chiefs pretty well a couple times in the AFC Championship and regular season there. And it's tough. I think that passing game is tough for anybody to take down. But, you know, that running game, because Lamar Jackson is not only a runner, but he's started to develop into a pretty solid passer. So you got to factor into that. It's hard to hold coverage against a scrambling quarterback. We saw that last night with Russell Wilson. When a guy gets outside of the pocket and he's a dual threat and he's an accurate passer down the field, it's hard for defensive backs to hold that coverage because the receivers start to unplaster, which means they escape from the coverage. It's a decision to be made. If you stay on the coverage, the quarterback's going to take off and hit you with a big play with his feet. And if you come up to try to defend that, he's good enough to throw the ball down the field, which can hurt you. So I would say right now, Lamar Jackson is probably the toughest task for a lot of teams just because of what he's doing with not only with his feet, but with his arm.
Willie, is this Patriots defense as good as we saw the first 8 weeks, or are they as bad as we saw last week, or are they somewhere in between?
I think they're good. They're as good as we saw the first 8 weeks, and everybody struggles. You know, we saw the 49ers defense struggled a little bit last week.
Yep.
I mean, last night, right?
Yep.
And it happens. In this league, everybody wants great defenses to always pitch a shutout, not give up touchdowns, take the ball away every single game, and just have a stellar performance. But that's not realistic. It's tough matchups. You got to play complementary football. I remember being on defenses where we were great defenses, but hey, some of those games we were like, hey, offense, you guys need to help us and bail us out for whatever reason, you know? And that's just what the game is. And I think that understanding that you're going to have your trials and tribulations and some hurdles, but having a good offense to bail you out at times, sometimes the offense can't score. So you need a special teams touchdown. You need defense to get a pick six or a fumble and run it in or create field position, whatever the case may be. That's a true team. That's the sign of a true team. So I will say the Patriots have a great defense. They'll bounce back and they'll get back on track.
We learned this morning that the Bill Walsh NFL Diversity Coaching Fellowship continuing, and there were three former Patriots who were part of that program. Deion Branch and Kevin Falk were with the Patriots through training camp as part of that program. Troy Brown was with the team all through training camp and continues as a coach, but started with that same Bill Walsh diversity program. Did you know when you were playing with Troy Brown that he was going to be a coach someday?
No, not really. I mean, Troy was like an introvert. He was a little quiet, but definitely has a skill set and the knowledge of the game to be able to pass it on to other players. And I think he's doing a solid job. I think he learned under some great coaching staffs from Parcells and Belichick, and he had Pete Carroll as well. So Troy Brown's been around a lot of great coaches. He's played at a high level. And, you know, I think it's great and it's different when a player can not only coach, and verbalize the game, but actually put on a pair of cleats or go out there and show you how to do it as well. I think that's priceless. So I think there's a lot of players that are in these programs that are learning how to pretty much communicate the game, not only just showing, but communicating the game. And I think that's the transitional part for athletes to be able to understand how to pass that information on to young players to get them to absorb the information.
Antonio Brown is scheduled to meet with the league on Thursday. From what we know right now, and your best guess, do you think he ever plays in the NFL again?
I think so. I think, you know, there's some things he probably has to clean up. I know there's an ongoing investigation, whatever that's going with the league, that they're trying to figure that out. But I think if Antonio Brown cleans the stuff up that he's going on, that's going on with him personally in his personal life, and he could be trusted by a team, I think there's an opportunity for him down the line. But I think there's a lot of boxes that needs to be checked before that happens.
Willie, watching that game last night, that was a fun game to watch. Can you sit down and just enjoy a football game for what it is and not analyze it? I mean, it was tough as a player to do that, but can you just sit back and enjoy a game like that, or do you find yourself taking mental notes the whole game?
I would say a little bit of both, because I know I got to go on air and talk about it. So I'm still analyzing and breaking things down, but you know, as a football guy, I think we sit and we just, that's just how we're trained.
Yeah.
We watch the games different than anybody, you know, than the average fan, because they're rooting for their team and they're not understanding why certain things are not happening, or watching the other team, or actually breaking the situations down. And, you know, these things pop in our head when it's third and five, the play selection, what the defense is going to be in, what type of plays we may see offensively. You know, when you red zone, we had our red zone plays that we knew was coming from the offense that they would try to get us with. So we look at the game a little bit different, but it was a fun game to watch. Especially, you know, like you said, it was the back and forth, the missed opportunities, the penalties, the missed field goals, all the things that happened as the time kind of dwindled down. You figured out, you know, you kind of sat there like, who is going to take advantage of that, you know, their opportunity and go ahead and finish this game. I did not want it to end in a tie. I tell you that much. I did not want that game to end in a tie.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.